USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A shooting in a popular Minneapolis nightlife area left one man dead and 11 people wounded in a chaotic scene that sent people ducking into restaurants and other businesses for cover. The shooting broke out shortly after midnight in the city's trendy uptown neighborhood, a nightlife hub with bars, restaurants, and retail stores. Police say they believe there was more than one shooter, described as only individuals on foot, no one yet in custody, and police have not said what may have prompted the shooting. All the injuries were adult. The uptown area is about 3 miles west of the Minneapolis commercial area and neighborhood hit by rioting in the wake of George Floyd's May 25th death. Police also responded to at least two other shootings in the South Minneapolis area an hour before the uptown violence erupted. At least one of those was a non-fatal double shooting. We'll have more information as it becomes available. Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The surging number of coronavirus cases in Florida, which posted record highs for the third consecutive day, has raised many concerns in all the corners of the NBA, from the players to team executives to the league itself. The surging number of coronavirus cases in Florida, which posted new record highs for the third consecutive day, has raised many concerns around the NBA, from players to team executives to the league office itself, as they prepare to resume play in Orlando in a few weeks. In all, the state has set records for single-day cases in 7 of the last 10 days and is now approaching over 94,000 infections, becoming a national hotspot along with Texas and Arizona. Protesters in Washington, D.C. toppled the district's only outdoor statue of a Confederate general. Protesters tore down and then set on fire a statue of Confederate Brigadier General Albert Pike, which has stood in Judiciary Square since 1901. President Donald Trump condemned the action in a tweet, calling for the protesters to be immediately arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Senate has approved a Justice in Policing Act, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act moves to the House next week. The bill is named after the black man who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but some members of the House Oversight Committee say reforming policing will require more than just legislation. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Racism is not simply a point of view. It is not a point of view or the actions of a few bad apples. It is as structural as the marble pillars of this institution.
In a virtual hearing, she says the bill that will come before the House is a good start. The Senate has a separate police reform bill.
The Justice Department's Inspector General's office said an audit will review the policies on body cameras for federal law enforcement officers, evaluate whether or not the cameras have been used since a pilot program was announced in October, and will also assess plans to expand their use among federal agents and task force officers. It comes months after the Justice Department announced a pilot programming allowing federally deputized task force officers to use body-worn cameras while serving arrest warrants or making planned arrests. The Justice Department's former rules had prohibited federal agents from wearing cameras and barred local officers from wearing them during joint operations, a policy that has strained its relationship with a number of law enforcement agencies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.